Dave and Amy Freeman have completed their what seems like the longest trip in the world through their outdoor classroom. And now they're going to do some more. They've got at least three adventures set up for this year and next. So Dave and Amy join us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the one that's going to happen next month, August, and it's going to last a year, August to August. 13 to 14. The Kraft family, they're going to explore 13 countries during a year-long round-the-world journey. First of all, tell me who they are.
Well, they're a young family from the Twin Cities. Their kids are going to be in first grade and third grade for this next year. And they're taking a year off from work, and they're going to homeschool the kids. And they're traveling around the world, and they contacted us. We've met up with them a few times, and they were looking for a way to try and share their story with other people, especially other schools and kids. And so we thought, wow, this is a great opportunity. So they're going to the Galapagos, they're going to South Africa, they're going to Costa Rica, they're going to India, Svalbard and the Arctic. They're crisscrossing the globe. So I think it's going to be a really exciting program for kids to follow.
Well, Amy, you are the techie wizard. We were talking before we went on the air about what a great website you've got. How do they do this? I mean, what do they need to do to, you know, stay connected with us?
Well, I'd like to point out Dave is actually the techie.
Oh, okay. All right. But you can tell me how it's
sure.
done.
Well, for them, it'll be relatively easy because I think they're going to try and get, like a wireless connection in various places. Like they might stop at internet cafes and do updates. So they don't need quite as much equipment as we have when we're out camping. And, you know, in our case, we're using satellite technology to do the updates.
Okay. Then, in the wintertime, starting in January of 2014 through March, you guys are going to do a lot of stuff in the woods. Talk about that.
Well, we're gonna be staying closer to home this winter. We'll be leading dog sledding trips through Wintergreen Dog Sled Lodge over by Ely. Mm-hmm. And throughout the winter, we're going to be posting updates about dog sledding, sort of specific to kids, about the dog sort of character building and life skills related to dog sledding, like teamwork and communication. And then also talking about the North Woods and, you know, moose and wolves and bears and all the other critters that we'll encounter or find signs of in the woods.
Well, you're going to have actually lead groups, right?
We will be, yep.
How many people do you take at a time?
It varies anywhere from 4 to 7.
Really?
Yep. So we'll go out into the boundary waters for some camping trips, and other times we'll stay a little bit closer to the lodge.
Now, all this information is on your website, which is?
Wildernessclassroom.com.
That's good, because otherwise we'd be standing here giving out all kinds of addresses for things to check, but all that information is there.
It is.
And what I'm seeing is in March of 2014 through May, it's back to the Amazon rainforest. And you have been there how many times?
Oh, man, I don't know. I've lost count. It's probably maybe 8 times for me and three times, I think, for Amy. Yeah.
Well, what's down there that draws you and continues to draw you back?
Well, it's an amazing place. I mean, it's one of the most biodiverse places in the world. I've never been to another place where you can be down there for 2 months and every day you see animals that you've never seen before. And the other draw is that it's a big unit of study for schools, especially elementary and middle schools, which is our target audience. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of classrooms that do thematic units about the rainforest and do huge units of study. So for them, it's a big thing because, you know, we can actually go down there and really totally change the way they teach about the rainforest because they can follow our expedition.
Well, you're looking for team members. I mean, is this? Can I apply?
Sure,
sure,
sure. So, what kind of skills would you be looking for?
Well, we've had all sorts of different team members join us. Sort of a classic example, I guess, would be college students. We've had college students join us as sort of a semester abroad type program. Mm-hmm. And then they'll work out college credit. We'll help them figure that out with their university. And so it's really sort of like an internship or study abroad program. That would be a good example of the people that have joined us.
In other words, be relatively physically fit.
Pretty physically fit.
I would think so.
It's pretty challenging, physically challenging. And it's a tough environment to travel in because it's wet and hot, and there are a lot of bugs. So
that kind of sounds like the North Shore here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, really.
And before I let you go, there's a Canoe Kayak Magazine has an award competition, and they've extended the deadline a little bit. Tell us about that, Amy.
Sure. We've been nominated for the Spirit of Adventure Award. They have a bunch of different award categories, and there are several nominees within each category. And so the winners are decided by an online vote. So we're hoping to get folks out to vote. If you go to our website, we have it right there on the homepage, just a link you can click to vote.
Give me the homepage again.
WildernessClassroom.com.
Okay. Well, good luck. You certainly deserve it. How many miles did you guys go in your cross country?
The North American Odyssey was approximately 11,700 miles over 3 years.
Yeah, and you did that by canoe, kayak, dog, team?
Yeah, a little bit on foot. things like the Grand Portage.
Yeah, right, I imagine. There's some mountains in there, too.
There are a few mountain ranges, yeah.
Do that. Okay. Well, it's good to have you back in the county, and I'm glad you're going to be around here for a while before you take off for the jungle. And we've been speaking with Dave and Amy Freeman. And good luck. And it sounds like you've got some fun stuff set up for the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Okay. Great coming to talk with you.
See you later.
See ya. Thanks.